funny how, Alonzo, when you hear somebody, it's different than an email. You get something from the emotions that you don't get when in something written, correct?
Absolutely. Good morning, Hutch.
Good morning. And I'm glad to have you in here.
Fantastic. Before we go any further, can I say to the Edmonds family, congratulations. Me and my campaign manager been arguing all night. She said, you know, they're Dan River. I said, they're Dan Villians.
And this would be, amazing for a New York City, but for Danville.
Danville, it's amazing. Everybody was at Ham's last night watching it. This is amazing for Danville. We got wonderful things happening in Danville. And I'm just excited to be here. What a great morning to be here after that announcement last night.
So. Yes. Talking about the NFL draft last night, which is absolutely amazing for this town, Dan River High School, and everybody. We're talking with Alonzo Jones this morning, buddy. It's good to have you in here. You are the final one. We are hoping that everybody turns out to vote next week.
Yes.
There's so many big issues, and I want to get your opinion on some of these things. First of all, we'll start out, for example, the River District. Do you think we should support that? Did you think we should have in the past? And where do you think we should go in the future on that?
Thank you so much, Hutch. We traveled down to Greenville, South Carolina, the city council members. We got an opportunity to go to Greenville, South Carolina, and they were facing some of the same challenges we were facing here in Danville. And they told us when we got to Greenville, it's going to be challenging. When you get back to Danville, there's going to be some people who are going to resist this, but you got to stay the course. And if you look at downtown Danville now, the River District, we've stayed the course. And actually, there are exciting things going on in downtown Danville. You look at the businesses, you look at the shops, you look at the stores, you look at everything that's going on. Over 2,000 people live in downtown Danville. It is amazing. And if you look at the taxes, a lot of times people oftentimes say you put so much money into downtown Danville. If you look at the restaurants alone and the meal tax that people are paying at the restaurants downtown, it's paying for itself. So you're truly excited. I support it. I think it's at the point now where it could carry itself, and we're excited about it. There's some more wonderful things about to happen downtown. Some more lofts are being built. Some more restaurants coming. So it has really turned out city around, Hutch. It really has.
So you feel that it was a good idea, but now maybe something to be left to the private sector from now on?
Exactly. We're at that point now where we can move into other areas. I don't know if you've traveled up and down Jefferson Avenue, Jefferson Street. Oftentimes we call it the Five Fork area. We call it, I grew up over there, we call it the Green Street area. Now it's called OWE, Old West End. You notice, we're starting to go into that area now. We're starting to go into the North Main Street area now, and we're spreading abroad. So it's able, downtown is able to carry itself. A lot of time people are asking us, isn't it time for you all to move on somewhere else? Well, it's able to sustain itself downtown, and we're moving around now. So I'm excited about it.
Now, as far as education goes, are there any initiatives, things that you see that you would like to change, and including a relationship with the school board? And you were on the school board at one time, so you've seen both sides of that.
Then this is very passionate to my heart. I was appointed to the school board, and then I was, when the city decided they want to go to an elected school board, I was one of the first persons elected to an elected school board. And so that's very passionate to my heart. And regards to education, there was a lot of changes that took place in our community with schools closing. We had to make some tough decisions years ago. And I think some people may not understand where we are right now in regards to accreditation. We have great teachers. We have great persons in our school system. But we had some challenges, Hutch, a while back. And we had to downsize. We cut staff and everything else, which is not the only reason that we face these non-accreditations that we have it now. But also, funding was decreased to the school system for several years. So now the council has made it in their one of their strategic goals. The first one was to reduce violent crime. The second was education. Council, if you look at our history with this city council has given monies to the school system. Even this year, council has approved for carryover funds to go all over the country. You see where teachers are marching and protesting to raises and pay. Council has we haven't actually voted on it yet, but we had a joint meeting with the school board to show you what kind of relationship, what great relationship we have. Council has said, okay, those carryover funds, Danville Public Schools, that you need to make sure people are getting paid what they deserve to get paid, that we can get highly qualified teachers in our community. We want to be the first in that. And so council unanimously agreed along with the school board. So we're growing, we're working together, and it's exciting. We got a good superintendent. We're very impressed with what Dr. Jones is doing and his relationship with our city manager, Ken Larkin. It's exciting to us, Hutch.
And you, of course, professionally are in education, so you bring professional expertise to that table when you're talking about about that. So
yeah, there's some things I can't vote on, but I get very passionate about it because I have my kids been to college, went to Danville Public Schools. I went to Danville Public Schools, graduated from George Washington High School. I know what the school system has done for me and my family and the community as a whole. And you can listen on this radio station to every Friday night with football games and everything. There's wonderful things happening in our school system. Sometimes I think the misinterpretation because we're not fully accredited, but that's a process. And the things that Danville Public Schools has in place now to get us there, it didn't take overnight for us to lose accreditation, so it's going to take a little time. So I'm excited about that and everything they got going on in the school system now with teachers' pay, with PBIS. There's so many things that are going to be working in our favor that really, 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 I think the community, once they see it and once it's implemented, we're on the right track, Hutch. We're on the right track.
So in other words, you are telling the people that for the schools that aren't accredited, obviously you're aware of the problem and steps are being taken to get back. That situation has been analyzed and is being turned around.
Yeah, let's give you an example. One of the things Mildred, my campaign manager, always says to me, give some substance. Here's some substance. Woodrow Wilson School was closed for several years. A lot of people disagree with its closing. But when you downsize, a lot of times what people don't understand, when you want to cut back, you got to figure out what exactly you're going to cut back on, because that's a tough decision. Well, they've school board and city council, Woodrow Wilson is going to be opening back up. And the reader, the young persons from Woodbury and Schofield and Johnson going to be going focus on at Woodrow. And that's going to give us an opportunity to focus on better one-on-one with our teachers and our student ratio, reading, math. So that's going to be huge for our community where they can focus just on those young people at Woodrow, because at GLH Johnson is a little bit overcrowded, Woodbury overcrowded. So this reduces that by opening up Woodrow, and that's going to add and help us tremendously in reaching some of our accreditations in which the superintendent is pushing forward. So these are good things that are happening in our community, but like I stated before, it takes a little time.
So, and it's a very important point, Woodrow is going to be reopened, but it'll be a better educational experience than it was before. Correct?
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know, but if you go back to Woodrow, when Ms. Fisher was the principal at Woodrow, Woodrow had the highest level of poverty because of the community that it stayed. Right now, we got 3,442 young people who are living in poverty in our community. And if you go to the food bank, God's Storehouse, and you look at these statistics, in Pennsylvania County, it's over 2,000 young people in the city of Danville. It's 3,000. I mean, listen to these numbers. 3,440 young people living in poverty, hungry in our community.
In a lot of cases, literally, they are hungry. That's why, because you mentioned the food bank, that's why the food bank sends food home to a lot of these kids on the weekend, so they'll have something other than junk food, and they'll come back Monday, and their brains will be on and working.
Let's take it one step further. We're at the end of the month right now. People are trying to figure out how to stretch that dollar before the payday at the first of the month. So these are the same young people who are in our school system who we're wondering why they're having the discipline problems. I'm not saying it's the only reason, but you're hungry. If you're hungry, you're going to react to that.
If you're hungry, if your brain has got too much sugar and not enough nutrition, absolutely, that can cause bad behavior.
Exactly.
It won't turn you into a thug, but it can get it rolling.
Oh, definitely.
It can push people over the edge. That's another reason. And I love that it's the backpack program where they
start. Oh, it's a wonderful program. And if you also look at what our teachers catch such a hard time, but this, our teachers are on the front line dealing with these young people who are hungry, who are facing all these challenges. And what's so upsetting to me is sometimes when the parents get upset with the teachers, the principals, administrators, the first thing they'll do is run over to the schools and just get irate with the principals and the teachers and the parents.
My child. If it was another child, they'd say, shut that child up.
Exactly.
But if it's my child.
My child.
Yeah. There's no ego involved in that whatsoever.
No.
But see, and I like the fact that, as I said, professionally, you understand education. It's a big key area here in town. And you've given some good facts this morning, ways that people, you folks, are working on things, some of the problems that we have, exciting things, retooling things. You're willing to do what they weren't doing 10 or 15 years ago, step back and rethink everything.
You have to. If you look at the precision machinery at George Washington High School, we had two governors coming to our city, our governor, Northam, and another governor from Alabama, because the governor from Alabama wanted to see what in the world is going on in Danville, Virginia with precision machinery.
Yes.
And if you haven't had an opportunity to visit George Washington High School and see that precision machinery lab over there, CTE, it's amazing.
And I'll tell you something else, Alonzo, and I don't know if you remember this or not, because you're a young fella.
Well, I appreciate that. How much I owe you.
I'm just kidding. But that's the exact opposite of a ruinous decision they made about 20 years ago, where they said, we're doing away with all the trade type schools that we have here because we want all of our kids to go to college. No, all the kids don't go to college. No. And when you've got a surgeon in an operating room, somebody's got to be working. So you got to have an electrical guy doing electrical stuff. You got to have a plumber. These guys make good money. I'm glad we're getting back to focusing on trades for people who don't want to go to college. They're still going to get great jobs.
Oh, you ought to see what's happening with cybersecurity. I was in a meeting with Dr. Jones and George Cully and Dr. Andrews and them a couple of weeks ago. We have stuff coming back to our school system and got grant money. If people are wondering how it's going to be paid for, there's grant monies that we've already received. Davenport Public Schools, Pennsylvania County Schools, DCC has already received. So it's really, really amazing to see what's coming back in regards to career technical education.
Yes, we've missed that. I'm glad we've got it back. It's a major component. It will turn out a whole lot more employable kids from high school, employable, than we have over the last 25 years.
Definitely.
And that's the goal, turning out employable kids who are ready for whatever career they want, whether it's college or machinery or whatever it is.
And the other part about that is it's allowing good teachers. And this is what's so disturbing. Our teachers have catched and have caught such a hard time over the years. And they've been discouraged. But this also would help us to retain and maintain great teachers that we currently have already.
Yes, because if they're great, they can go anywhere they want to for a raise.
Exactly.
That's one of the biggest headaches of school when these superintendents have, and I've interviewed him. I had one in here one time, and he was making notes so excited about a teacher they're recruiting from so-and-so, and she's so good. He was like a three-year-old so excited about it. That's what they love to do, but they want to keep them when they get them here. So we've talked about education, the River District, the retirement increase for our first responders. Do you think we should do it, and what are some of the options you think that council should look at in terms of paying for it?
Sometimes what happens, and yes, I do support it. Sometimes what happens in our community is they don't get all the information. These are our safety officers, police officers, firefighters. These are persons who are on the front line every single day. Sometimes while we're sleeping, they deserve it. Some of these people do not have retirement. They don't have, and they worked for us hard. We oftentimes give them their accolades. This is one chance time we can give them their accolades by saying, okay, we appreciate all you're doing. We want to give you this to make sure, because everybody else, other employees in the city has it, but they don't. And that was shocking to, I'll be honest with you, it was totally shocking to me. But then when I did the history of it, it was their choice years ago because they would have had to vote on it. Mm-hmm. And they voted to have more take-home money than they. So now it's changing because times are changing.
Yeah.
Yes, I definitely support it. I look forward to our meeting on next Thursday night, City Council, to talk about it, to hopefully to get this in the budget and figure out exactly how we're going to pay for it. City Manager has sent us some ideas. We have some ideas on how we're going to pay for this. So I just hope the community gets behind us and let's support our safety officers.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. We could talk for another 45 minutes. Got to get Jack's news. If somebody just woke up, your name is?
Alonzo Jones. Please vote for me on May 1st. I ask for your vote. Thank you so much.
I always invite y'all to say that at the end of it. It's why you're here. You got to say it, Alonzo. Once again, pleasure. You do your homework. You know what you're talking about. You have a good human view of things as well. And you bring an interesting perspective, having been also on the school board and understanding how both sides think and their perspectives. So
thank you so much. Had to get to the Furrow family. If we got something to be excited about in Danville, let's just speak to one another today. Say hello. Be happy. We got a lot to be happy about.
You better believe it. And to be happy for with those folks.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.